Prince was deemed a threat because they believed he tempted young people to consider an alternative allegiance to an allegiance to the state. You see that power, you want it. They don't want children, young people, to want it. Put like this, they justify assaulting and killing whoever they choose by categorizing their target as a so-called national security risk. Prince suffered this extra legal punishment for over 30 years, during which, and increasingly so as his understanding and determination to resist grew, hidden power tried to suppress and censor his work, keep him and his music from his audience, the people he truly was sent here to serve, us, who are likewise suppressed, though we may be less conscious of it, until our freedom globally is secured. The alternative allegiance Prince presented is common to artists generally, which is why they are particularly at risk, because we cannot be artists, i.e. authentic, without dipping our cups into the surging, generative, and generous waters of the earth, and honoring her in like measure. I'm feeling a painful sense of urgency about the need to preserve Prince's legacy to us. I mean, they've been suppressing him long before he left, and it's only going to get worse now. What they fear, they try to bury. We need to lift high those who rep for us, for life, else power will sink them. In our May 15, 2015 show, we asked what was the precipitating event to his murder. And in a different show, we suggested, I think it was the May 1 show, that he may have been about to release some powerful songs of resistance, songs which may reside in the vault, where he kept reportedly well over 1,000 songs archived. Prince is not here to defend his legacy. And given the Power Guy's continuous campaign of suppression of his most powerful critiques of the system, it falls to all who want to ensure that all of his rich legacy to us is preserved intact, that none of it is suppressed. Let's press for a full inventory, including titles and lengths, of what he left in the vault. And some double check. You know, checks and balances, as they like to say, on whoever is doing this inventorying, you know, with some folks who are absolutely trustworthy. I'm not sure what the criteria for that would be. And though it may not be seen in the light that it stands in for me, I find I cannot stop thinking about the timing of his death, the coincidence with the very EMF stream that went into my left thigh and back, which I talked about in that show following his death. So if anyone has information about what I'm about to say, what I've been pondering, please let me know. Is it possible that he'd listened on occasion to this show, to Waking Up Radio? Could he have seen my son and I when we went on Frank Moore's Vimeo internet show, The Shaman's Den, back in July, and I believe it was actually July 29, 2012. If he had listened to this show, it would confirm his interest in outing the hidden practice of assaulting us with EMF weapons, although we didn't get serious into encouraging us to force a discussion of this until I would say the year 2014 15. And it's just been escalating, increasing intensity. Also makes me wonder if it was because if there was a Prince listening, it would certainly add an additional sense of urgency with them to silence this show. So please let me know if he ever watched Frank Moore's show, The Shaman's Den, and also, of course, if he ever listened to this radio show.